What is up, everybody? Welcome to Laying the Points with Farley Betts, where we are going to start a new routine here of putting out NBA-focused podcasts. I'm going to try to do, probably start with two per week after the NFL season, maybe get up to three. Plan on doing two during the week and then a third on Saturday if I can get a guest on the show. Probably have a lot of Bobo Betts, a.k.a. my circa partner Steve Norman, on the show on Saturdays, along with other exciting guests throughout the NBA and college basketball, and then the baseball season coming up, maybe some UFC talk. Who knows? The door is open. Going to try to move to that style of podcasting where instead of a longer podcast, we'll just do a few every week that are about 15 to 20 minutes. And this is the start of that. So because we still have our regular NFL podcast midweek, which we will air tomorrow on Wednesday, January 26th, talking about the conference championship games. Since we still have that going on for a few weeks, I'll only do about probably one NBA pod per week until the NFL season is over, and then we can fully transition to NBA talk. Because as probably most of you know by now, if you listen to me and if you follow us at the Odds Breakers, I'm probably most well-known for my NBA plays. We hit at 58% last year. We're hitting at 57% this year, over 270 picks. Or I guess not over, 270 picks exactly. I'm 153 and 117. And over the last month of January, I'm on a 42-22 run in the NBA. That's 66%. So things are going well. Cannot complain about that. And I need to start putting some more information out there, I think, now that the NFL season is coming to a close. So that is the purpose of today's, excuse me, as I burp into my mic. These things happen during recording, guys. But as I initiate this NBA podcast now ongoing until the start of the NFL season next year, and then maybe even then, I'll keep going with like one a week once the NBA season takes off. But with that, let me get through my use, guys. Please follow me at Farley Betts on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. It's at Farley Betts everywhere now. So that's where you can find me. I put a lot of information up there, really on the daily, about my insights and observations and trends. Just talking sports betting, talking sports is what I love to do. So check me out on an ongoing basis on those social media accounts. Check out the Odds Breakers at the Odds Breakers on Twitter. Also on Instagram, and I believe the Osbergers is also on TikTok. And I follow Sports Wagering University as well. That's at Sports Wager U on Twitter and TikTok. Sports Wagering University, man. I can't, every time I talk about it, I get exciting because it's literally that. We're trying to teach you how to bet like the pros. And we win a lot. And there are philosophies, strategies, you know, there are rubrics on how to do that. So that's what Sports Wagering University is trying to do, unleashing a bunch of different classes and sessions this year. So check us out over there, guys, because that's going to be really exciting, and it's only growing. And also, please check me out at BetUS TV 4 times a week, talking NBA picks. So if you miss one of these shows, you can always catch me there. All right, with that, let me just say that the All-Star break is coming up in the NBA, for those of you who don't know. That is actually between February 18th and 23rd. And I would just encourage all of you during that time, right, you're probably going to make less bets. I mean, you can still bet on college hoops and hockey. But if you're primarily an NBA guy like me, an NBA betting, use that time to research. You know, just do a little research every day. Take a look at some of the trends that are going on in the NBA. Take a look at who's playing better offense, who's playing better defense, how teams are changing. You know, there's a lot of teams where we're kind of seeing they're evolving as the season goes on, and that's usually what happens. The NBA, it's a long season, right? 82 games. So teams are going to change. They're going to evolve. They're going to devolve. A team like the Raptors becoming an increasingly tougher team, especially at home with no crowd. Just got a bunch of like 6'8" guys on that team who are long, who can rebound, who can play defense, who can shoot. I think the Raptors are better than most people think. You know, analyze teams like the Nets and the Lakers, who are so much in the public eye, but they lack continuity, right? Anthony Davis, injured. He's returning. Is that even going to be good for the Lakers? Because lately, LeBron James leading the Lakers has been the best thing for him. Kyrie, right? He's back with the Nets, but only on the road. Is he ever going to get that vaccine so that he can just play with the Nets? Politics aside, Kyrie, it is your job. Think about it. The Mavericks playing much better defense. You would be hard-pressed to find a Dallas Mavericks game that does not go under. The Mavericks and the Warriors, which is a angle I'm going to talk about today, are two teams that go under on a very regular basis. They are 61, 29, and 4 combined ATS to the under. That's 65% for the Mavs and Warriors games. And I got to play on another under tonight. What about the Warriors adjusting with Klay Thompson coming back? We saw some, you know, maybe some struggle with that. Draymond Green now been out for a while, but he'll be back. And the defense will no doubt be even better. He was playing really defensive player of the year type defense leading up to the halfway through the season. So there's just, you know, these teams change. They go through challenges. And you know, hopefully for their sake, they're getting better. I mean, the Pelicans are kind of showing that now. I mean, I can go on and on about a lot of these teams, but do your research during the All-Star break. Check out the trends. Check out how teams are changing. Use sites like teamrankings.com. Use NBA Advanced Stats. There's a lot of great sources out there that you can use that are for free. So you're not, you know, doing the data yourself, right? You're not cranking out all this data and making spreadsheets. It's out there. So, you know, and to be fully transparent, because this is something I think I just want to start talking about more, guys. I don't create models. Okay. You don't need to be like a statistician who is like advanced at Excel / can create a bunch of models to succeed in sports betting. And I would argue, I think you might succeed more if you're not sticking to statistical analysis, especially in professional sports. I mean, in the NFL and the NBA, I would argue are more about spots, motivation, personalities, relationships, really the intangibles. Like all of these players, all of these teams have an incredible amount of potential. But who are the teams, right? Who are the teams that actually stick out, execute, make it happen, that are consistent? That has to do with intangibles, guys. And that's very true in the NBA. So try to build out what some of those intangibles look like. Try to quantify them in some way, if that's your style. I do a lot of writing. That's my style. But find your own style. Do some research. And, you know, the reason why I have premium customers, which that is growing. So thank you all to my premium customers. I really, really love writing your emails every day and posting my picks and describing what I'm doing and just like talking back and forth with you. You guys ask great questions, you guys and gals. So thank you so much for your support. And for those of you who want to become a premium customer, you can do that at the Odds Breakers with me. You can do that at Dub Club, dubclub.win. You can go there, find me there, or you can just DM me directly and we can talk. And we can talk about pricing for you and how you can get those picks. Because the point to all this is teaching you how to win at a consistent rate. Teaching you how to win at a consistent rate like Kyle Hunter does, like Kiev does at the Odds Breakers. Right, like Nick Hubb does, like all these guys do, and like I have been doing. I mean, no doubt about it. We won in Circa this year. We're at 57%. You know, I can't be too humble here. We're doing well. So let's get into some picks for today. In these NBA pods, I'm going to keep them brief, but I'm going to go over quickly some of my analysis of some plays that I have. I will give out free premium picks in this pod, so that's another reason to check it out and give it a listen. So the first one, I got the Hornets +3. I took them this morning. And my reasoning here is this. The Hornets are at the Raptors today, and the Raptors at home are definitely a challenge. I mean, they are tough at home. You have no crowd there. It's kind of an ice-cold feeling, right? Like, they just execute really well. I mean, check out their home record over the past few weeks. Not a lot of losses. Because as this team has gotten healthy, as Siakam has come back, with Ananobi and with some of the talent on that team, Freddie VanVleet has been playing incredible. They just have a lot of solid talent, a lot of depth, great coaching, and at home they're really good. But the Charlotte Hornets have been really good in these situations. and they play at such a fast pace. They're one of the fastest teams in the league. They're one of the best offenses in the league. These two teams are just built so differently. Charlotte plays fast, even though Toronto likes to play, you know, they succeed at the fast break. They're very good at that. But I think if Toronto feeds into the fast break, that's only going to, I don't know, if they stick to that, that's only going to feed into what the Charlotte Hornets are going to want to do. So I'm not convinced that Toronto, for as good as they are at home, can completely stifle Charlotte in that offense. Both teams are very healthy heading into this one. And the Hornets are 23-13. That's over 60% ATS as an underdog this year. So I'm going to take the Hornets again. Would love it if the Raptors proved me wrong, because I really like the Raptors. But I'd also rather win money. And a pick that I like even more. So the Hornets, that's a one-star pick for me. Two-star pick for me is going to be the Mavs and Warriors under 210. This line should be still moving down, so get it now while you can. These teams, like I mentioned earlier on this pod, they hit the unders more than any other squads in the NBA. 61-29-4 combined ATS to the under. That's 65%. That's insane. Okay? So that alone is like, yep, take the under, right? Because I don't know if the market is adjusting appropriately. Unders are still hitting in the NBA, but unders are really hitting with teams like this. And of course, both teams have very capable shooters, great offenses too. But Dallas has moved up to fourth in defensive efficiency. Golden State has been first basically all year, the best defense in the NBA, and they're staying there even without Draymond Green. The first time these two teams faced each other, it went well under 200 points. I think it totaled closer to like 180-something. And both of these teams are very, very good at preventing the other team, their opponent, from scoring three-pointers. We saw that in the first game. They shot very low percentages. And I don't see that changing in this one. I think both the Warriors and the Mavs, they excel at that. They're going to limit the other team from shooting threes. The Mavs move at a really slow pace. The Warriors are much slower than we've seen in recent years. And they're both really good in defensive rebounding. So they're both going to take away those second-chance opportunities for their opponent. So I love all those things for the under in this one. 210 is too high for me. I have it closer to 200. So I'm getting a full decade of value there. So those are the two picks that I want to give out. Mavs, Warriors, under 210. I got that for two units. Hornets, plus three for one unit. And let me just finish with this. My buddy, my compadre, my Circa winner buddy, Bobo Betts. He gave me some insight and said, hey, Chris. You know, because Steve, he follows Philly teams. The Flyers have now lost 12 straight. I think Steve actually made a small play on the Flyers last night to at least keep it close at home. And they didn't. They shit the bed again. And now on a back-to-back, the Flyers are on the road. They're going to New York to face the Islanders, who are not a great team so far this year, but they're a good team. And the Flyers just can't figure this shit out. I mean, there's going to be a spot eventually, right, where the Flyers win, obviously, but I'm not sure if this is the spot. So you might want to consider a play on the New York Islanders tonight. Take into account that I am not an NHL expert. Check out Gator Sports, Patrick at the Odds Breakers for that information. He's excellent at NHL plays. But for my money, as I burp again, you know, those eggs in the morning. You're trying to get protein. You're trying to get healthy. And you're just burping. You just got the gas all day. Got the gas. With the gas, right? Right, Steve? With Joe Burrow? With the gas is Chris. With the gas. Anyway, I might want to consider a play on the Flyers tonight. Maybe a parlay leg or something. I know I don't promote parlays very often because you will lose long term if you play a lot of parlays, but probably a pretty good parlay leg to take the Islanders minus 200. And with another play you like. All right, folks, that is all I have today. We're keeping this under 15 minutes. This is Laying the Points with Farley Betts. Follow us at the Odds Breakers. Follow me at Farley Betts. Send me a DM anytime. Ask me questions. Let me know if you're interested in my premium picks, which are earning people a lot of money, folks. I mean, it's no joke, right? This is what we do. We're here to win money, and we do it pretty well. Check you guys out soon, and stay tuned for me and Steve's NFL Conference Championship preview analysis tomorrow at the regularly scheduled time. Thanks, guys. See you later. Let's fucking go.